program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good evening and welcome to the Sports Maverick Show with the Oprah of Sports, Ida Mouyeh. Now, the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome to the Sports Maverick Show. It's Ida Mouyeh, and we have got a wonderful program for you tonight. Of course, it is Super Bowl time, so 44th Roundup is here, and tonight we're going to be featuring two guests, and we'll be talking about the Johnny Cochran Salute to Excellence Award, which is actually coordinated and administered by the Fritz Pauler Alliance and FPA Foundation. Also be talking about the Snoop Bowl 7 that is coming, of course, to Miami. We'll be at the Trez Powell Stadium. So, again, folks, it's that time again. Super Bowl 44 is about a month away on February 7th at the Miami Dolphins Stadium, a.k.a. Landshark Stadium. Now, although we don't know who's going to play in that big game, many pre-Super Bowl events are already in place. So, you know, go to NFL.com and you can pull up some of those events. Also, there will be different things that we'll be posting on our Facebook page and our Twitter. We'll be tweeting about it, as well as we'll be on our regular website. You'll be able to see that. So, again, stay tuned for that. Now, of course, you know the Snoop Bowl means that Snoop Dogg and the California All-Stars will go against the Florida All-Stars on February 6th in Miami. And we have as our special guest tonight Thaddeus Bullard, professional athlete and corporate executive. And he is here tonight to tell us about the coaching lineup and the pre-event happenings. Thaddeus, I want to welcome you to the show.
It's a pleasure to be on the show, Mrs. Mouyeh.
Well, you know what, Thaddeus? Last year we had you on the show to talk about the events in Tampa, and I got a chance to attend that. And even though our Tampa All-Stars lost, it was an absolutely outstanding, event. I mean, you must have had about 15,000 or more people there. It was well attended. You had great security. The kids had fun. The parents had fun. I was very excited to be a part of that event. So let's tell us now, what do you have in store for us this year?
Well, last year we had another great turnout, as well as it was really a great game to score and indicate the true nature of how the game truly went. But at the end of the day, we were able to bring together families that, you know, have been going through whatever financial issues or marital issues. I saw kids that hadn't seen their father in some time come to practices religiously, as well as come and support their kid in a once-in-a-lifetime, opportunity for their kid. So, I want to do this. I wanted to do the same thing in Miami area, the Miami community. Is definitely one of those communities that have two very distinct sides. There's a side that has money, and there's a side that have and the have-nots. And I think with the location that we've chosen to have the game, a majority of the high school kids or the kids that are planning on playing high school football will be playing in that stadium. So it's noted as the mecca of high school football down in the Miami area, and I do believe that it'll be another great event for the kids that are involved.
Well, you know, rumor has it that Snoop is just a little bit scared of what he's going to find in Miami in talent. So he's trying to get a little assurance by taking his team out and playing them a little bit harder and practicing a little bit harder. Now, we know when we talk about Miami, all you think about is football down there. So what kind of caliber of kids, you know, do you think are going to come out? Because I'm hearing rumors we've got some real all-stars coming out.
Yeah, at the end of the day, there'll still be 12th and 7th and 8th graders that'll be competing. But as you know, Miami is one of the homes of some of the greatest athletes to ever play any type of sport. And, you know, I'm very close friends with Snoop. And, you know, last year I put together a team that I didn't want to be noted as a cheater at the end of the day. And I wanted these kids to have a great experience. But this year, as I've told him and everybody else that's involved, my goal is to beat him as bad as I possibly can. He has not lost to Snoop Bowl thus far, and I really believe that the team that we put together this year and the group of kids that we put together will definitely have a great shot at doing that.
That's outstanding. And I'm also hearing that we're seeing sort of the effect of the participation of the California All-Stars in the Snoop Bowl, that some of the actual kids are now going to high school, and that, in fact, they're starting to see some of those teams that were not undefeated are now undefeated. So we're starting to see that there is a domino effect of participating in this, and it's almost like their Super Bowl that they participate in, and kids see this and view this as such a privilege to be a part of this. Now, you can't do this event without having a lineup of coaches. So tell me a little bit about the coaches that you've got lined up.
Well, right now, you know, every year we put the, we choose a celebrity to head up the celebrity coaching staff, as well as youth and high school coaches that are in that area. This year we have Ronnie Brown as the celebrity head coach. Ronnie's one of the greatest players in the league right now at his position at running back, and we have definitely assembled a supporting cast of guys that these kids really look up to. You know, Terrell Owens is one of the coaches. Max Starks, great right tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers, is also one of the coaches. Brian McKinney with the Minnesota Vikings. Willis McGahee is signed on to be a coach. Fred Taylor of the New England Patriots. So a lot of these guys that have roots down here in Florida have signed on to be a part of it. And even some that haven't. Rudy Johnson, I don't believe, is from the state of Florida, but he's going to be involved as well, and he's very excited. Greg Camarillo, of the wide receiver of the Dolphins, has signed on, and he's, you know, as you know, one of the first Hispanic players to have the impact that he's had outside of Tony Gonzalez in the league, and he's a very, very community-minded person, and I'm very happy that he's signed on for the event as well.
Excellent, excellent. And before, you know, we go to our break, I wanted to talk a little bit about it. I mean, you know, when you've got all these guys involved and everybody's trying to, it takes money to put an event together like this. And so, therefore, I know you're still looking for sponsors. You're out there still pounding the pavement. Tell our people out there what type of sponsorships are still available.
We have sponsorship levels. We don't try to beat a lot of people over the head for a whole lot of money. What we do receive in small sponsorships, it goes a long way with helping with increasing the security of the event, as well as, you know, small things that people don't that take for granted, the insurance. And the more that they're able to do, the more money that we're able to bring in, the more we're allowed to do things with all of the kids. Last year we took all of the kids to Busch Gardens, both Snoop's team and the Tampa Bay All-Stars. This year, we're working on a project to put together where we're going to take all the teams involved in the Snoop Bowl this year and all the kids and coaches and their parents to Boomers. It's a place down in South Florida that has go-karts, video games, we're going to bowling, laser tag, all types of events that we do the night before the game with both teams or the day before the game with both teams, that will allow both teams to, one, see each other and kind of size each other up, but also, two, have somewhat of a bonding experience. You know, when you go to the Pro Bowl, you see guys that play from different teams come together and do some very unique things. So the sponsorship levels are $5,000, $2,500, or $1,000. Our title sponsor is Title Sports Drink, which is a new sports drink that's being launched. And Under Armour actually is getting involved with our event as well. With them coming involved, also Deion Sanders is now signed on to bring his team. We're bringing his team from Dallas, Texas, to play in the first game against a team from Chicago that is a part of the American Youth Football. And initiative that Under Armour has partnered up in an agreement. And so anything will help. Anything will help in regards to lodging for these kids, transportation. And like I say, the sponsorship levels aren't high in a lot of regards because of the fact that we know that we're in an economy that doesn't allow certain people to give as they used to give, but there's still people out there giving. And it's a really, really good event.
Okay. Now, make sure you give your website and give a number or email where they can contact you.
Right.
Yeah, I think you want to do that now because I know it's Captive Entertainment and Productions.
Actually, it, the best way to reach me at this point right now is through via either going to SnoopDogg.com where we're selling tickets through his website, as well as they can email me personally at tbull11@hotmail.com. Those are honestly the very best ways to reach me, the best way being via email, tbull11@hotmail.com, and I will assure you that someone will get back with you immediately in regards to any questions that they may have about the event.
Okay, and I know every year you kind of have some type of theme for your event. And what's your theme this year?
This year it's no different than any other. We're definitely going to try to raise a lot of money for local charities. This year's charities that we've chosen to support are the Greater Miami Athletic Commission, which is basically the athletic a portion of Miami-Dade and Broward County school system. We also are going to be donating money to Make a Play Foundation, as well as Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Greater Miami.
Okay, that those particular organizations are working with you, getting the word out, and obviously listed on their website as well. And that would be good to be able to get that information. I'll make sure it's on our Facebook page, and folks, be looking for the updates on that because as they develop, you know, Sports Maverick will be there, and we'll be getting that information out to you along with telephone numbers as well as emails. Now, Thad, you're doing a lot of exciting things right now since you left Florida. You're in arena football, and now you're doing something very exciting. I'd like you to just share with people your new career, what you're doing.
Well, I signed a developmental contract with World Wrestling Entertainment, the WWE, back in August. And right now I'm in at Florida Championship Wrestling, which is our official developmental territory for the WWE. And so I've been learning the craft of being a sports entertainer in the wrestling field. And I'm very happy with the decision that was made to, one, give me a contract and my decision to step out on faith and give it a try. As a lot of people may or may not know, World Wrestling Entertainment is the largest entertainment company in the world. It's one that's continuously turning a profit, even in a down economy, and it's an outlet for it's a business that really is about putting smiles on people's faces.
Awesome. We're going to be keeping you updated on that as Thad and, of course, starts getting out there. We're going to make sure you know that he is out there and Sports Maverick supports him. And I want to thank you again, Thad, for being with us tonight. And, folks, be looking for that information on my Facebook page. We're going to take a break now. We'll be back with our special guest, Mr. John Wooten. This is Ida Moya, your host. You're listening to the Sports Maverick Show.
A beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moyet, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyet. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyet. And folks, just to remind you, on February 6th in Miami at the Thaz, that would be the Thaz of Miami Stadium there, there's going to be the Snoop-O. And watch our particular Facebook and our website. We'll be posting that information and you can get it. Now, folks, before the hour here, we promised you that we would start talking a little bit about diversity in sports. And we do have with us our special guest, Mr. John Wooten. And I want to just share a little bit about Mr. Wooten before I bring him on. He is the chairman of the Fitzpaulder Alliance and F&P Foundation. And this particular organization was designed specifically as an alliance to simply look and reward those who have made big impacts on the field, in the front office, as well in the NFL. But more importantly, they oversee the actual diversity things that are happening in the NFL, particularly about coaches that are being selected. Are they following the Rooney Rule, meaning that are they interviewing minority candidates, at least one, before they actually choose a coach? And this particular effort has moved up to the front office as well. And John is the chairman, and he comes with about 44 years of experience and involvement in the NFL. And I'm going to bring him on right now in just a minute here, but I want to just share with you, he played with the Cleveland Browns, and that was from 1959 to 1967, then the Redskins from 67 to 68, and during the 1960 and 62 offseason, he was a junior high school teacher at Addison Junior High School in Cleveland, Ohio. So very much still dedicated, you know, to education and sports. He was involved with the NFL, like I said, for 44 years. He served as director of Pro Sports Advisor for agent for professional athletes, 1973-75. Player personnel for the Cowboys, 1975-1991. Director of personnel for the Cowboys from 80 to 91. Creative director of player program NFL, 1991-92. continued education programs, financial assistance, family assistance, internships for NFL players, player personnel, Eagles, 92 to 93, vice president of player personnel, Eagles, 94 to 97, assistant director, pro college scouting, Ravens, 98 to 2001, consultant player personnel, Ravens, 2001 to retired in 2004, and of course, he is the president of Wooten Printing in Dallas, Texas. I want to welcome John to the show. Welcome to the show, John.
Well, I tell you, reading all that makes me feel older than I am.
Well, John, you know what? You know, you got to toot your own horn. And if you won't do it, I have to do it. How's that? Okay?
All right. Okay.
I'm proud of you, and I wanted to let everybody else know how proud I am. But something special is going to happen on October the 4th, 2010, and this is going to be your 7th annual Johnny L. Cochran Salute to Excellence Award, and those awards will be handed out. And I guess that's pretty much where you're looking at coaches that have made an impact on the NFL as well as people in the front office, but you also recognize organizations, I'm sure, as well. Tell us a little bit about that award.
Well, Johnny Cochran was one of our founders of Fritz Pollard Alliance, and that all goes back to 2003 when Johnny Cochran, along with Cyrus Mary, issued a report called Superior Performance, Very Poor Opportunity. And it had to do with the fact that African-American coaches in the NFL did not get the opportunity to go on from their positions as running back, quarterback, whatever particular coaching position they were playing, or teaching, rather, coaching, to get the head coaching jobs. And as you know, at that time, we only had Art Shell had been a head coach, Dennis Green, Tony Dungy, and at that time,
Herm Edwards.
So consequently, we felt that the study showed that our black head coaches, or those that aspire to be head coaches, just wasn't getting the opportunity. So Johnny Cochran, being the kind of a legal mind that he is, issued this statement that if the NFL did not want to negotiate this kind of diversity, then they must litigate it. And Commissioner Tagliabue responded by setting up a diversity committee in the NFL headed by Dan Rooney. And following that, with Johnny Cochran and Cyrus Mary, who had had the study put together there at the University of Pennsylvania by a lady named Janet Warren, we went on to Indianapolis to where the Combine was located, and it's there each and every year, the NFL Combine, where they bring in all the teams, come in with all the general managers, and they bring in about 360 players from across the country that are eligible for the NFL draft, and worked them out and so forth. But we had a meeting there, and by word of mouth, you wouldn't have believed that we would have had that many guys. But coaches, we're talking about African-American coaches, front office people, scouts, trainers, everybody met in there at the Hyatt, and we established that night the Fritz Pollard Alliance, which went on to talk and sit down with the commissioner and his staff as it relates to what we felt should be the way in which minorities would have a chance to, quote, interview for the jobs that came open. And the NFL took up what they call a rule or mandate that said that if there was a coach's opening, then the team had to interview at least one minority. And therefore it became, because Mr. Dan Rooney was chosen as the chairman of this NFL diversity committee, it took on the name of the Rooney Rule, that and therefore that's what is going on today.
Okay. So basically what you're saying is that Johnny Cochran, of course, Johnny Cochran Jr., issued a groundbreaking report. I think that was entitled Black Coaches in the National Football League, Superior Performance but Inferior Opportunities. And
exactly.
Like you said, that report revealed that even though these coaches were beyond par in terms of being ready to be coaches, they were denied the opportunity.
And talking about head coaches. Let me interrupt and say we're talking about head coaches. In other words, there were several coaches coaching around in the different ball clubs, football teams in the National Football League. There was such a sparse number of head coaches in the league at that time, and that's what the whole study was about, that our black or African-American coaches, position coaches, assistant coaches, simply weren't getting the opportunity. But let me go back and give your audience just a reason why it was called the Fritz Pollard Alliance. In 1921, before most of us were born, the National Football League had a black head coach, and his name was Fritz Pollard.
Yeah.
And but nobody knew about this. You know, everybody, if you ask a person, black or white, who was the first black coach in the National Football League, they would immediately say Art Shell in 1989. That simply isn't true. The first black head coach in the National Football League was Fritz Pollard, out of Brown University, outstanding student, All-American football player. In addition, outstanding football player who was playing for the Akron Pros and was chosen to be the head coach and led an undefeated team, winning the title there. But no, all of this is buried in the Hall of Fame information up there in Kent. Well, we knew about this, and that's why we took on the name Fritz Pollard, because people say, why'd you take that name? And we wanted the world to know that Fritz Pollard was the first black head coach in the National Football League. In addition to that, because of our urging and with the work of Don Pearson with the Chicago Tribune, because Fritz Pollard was out of Chicago high school and everything and went on to Brown University, because of his position and information and knowing Fritz Pollard, the history of him as a player and everything, we were able to get Fritz Pollard where he deserved in the National Football League Hall of Fame, Pro Football Hall of Fame there in Kenton in 2005. So we feel very proud of that achievement, and I just want your audience to know why this organization has the name Fritz Pollard. Okay, we're with you. Go ahead.
Well, listening to that name, and I am familiar with the legacy of Fritz Pollard, and being that he was the very first Afro-American to coach in the NFL. Now, that was early days in football, so he was obviously one of the really outstanding players with the beginning of this game. What do you think really happened after that, which changed the complexion of that? Because if you look at the dynamics between the race composition of minorities versus non-minorities, you know, in the game of football, obviously they far away each other, but the coaches is different. And apparently there is what I consider as the actual path to the coaching steps. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to take a break now. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about what is the real path to these positions. And for those listening out there, take notes, because you're listening to an expert here on Sports Maverick Show. We'll be back with John Newton in about 3 minutes here.
We'll be right back.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moyet, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
The IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show brings two well-known outdoorsmen to the Voice America Network with hunting and fishing info news, talking about everything from new sporting gear, places to hunt and fish, and getting more from your recreation time. Join hosts Brock Ray and Don Kirk Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. Pacific Time for IS Outdoors on the Voice America Sports Channel. With their combined experience of 60 years in the woods, Brock and Don have traveled widely, creating TV shows and writing articles on hunting and fishing. Blessed with down-home humor, they are also well-versed in environmental concerns, firearms ownership, and animal rights issues. IS Outdoors offers brisk interaction with the audience, soliciting opinions and questions on a wide range of outdoors subjects. Tune in every Thursday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time to the IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show with Brock Ray and Don Kirk, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Ready for some hockey talk?
Yeah, we got it.
But we also have so much more. This is not your everyday sports talk show. It's sports talk that can inspire and educate. Join former professional hockey players Bob Wilkie and Dave Schultz for Hockey Talk with Bubba and the Hammer. Each week's show will feature guests who are ready to share their life stories of how they achieved success. We'll also discuss the week's stories in hockey and learn from the pros about all levels of the game. Listen to Hockey Talk with Bubba and the Hammer. Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need to bitch his ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyet. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Maverick Show. I have as my special guest John Wooten. He is the chairman of the Fritz Pauler Alliance and FPA Foundation, who are the actual coordinators of the Johnny L. Cochran Excellence Award, which is given out for those making impact in the NFL, in the coaching, staffing, and things of that nature, and head office. I want to welcome John back to the show. Welcome back, John. John? Well, I think we're going to have to wait. Maybe he got disconnected here with us. We'll be back in a minute. But we were talking about the Fritz Pauler organization, because Fritz Pauler was the first Afro-American to coach in the National Football League, and he started in 1921. Now, during this time, it was the early days of professional football, and he was an energetic promoter of integrated roster recruiting promotions of black players into the NFL and organizing exhibition games to showcase their talent. He assembled and he coached an all-black Chicago Blackhawks football team, which became one of the most popular teams from 1929 to 1932. And after retiring from the successful coaching career, Pollard founded a number of business and establishments. But what's key to note about Fritz Pollard is that he was always a champion of diversity, and little did he know that his dream back in 1921 would become a reality in 2002, and of course, foremost in 2007. And John, are you back with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, John. Yeah, I was telling them a little bit about getting them, my audience a little bit more familiar with Fritz Pollard, talking about he's always been a champion of diversity since the time
right.
he first coached the first team in the NFL. And what was outstanding about him is that he also was on several Olympic teams, and he was considered as probably a talented running back, baseball player, 3 times country track champion. So this was a gentleman who was very diversified in both talent and in terms of vision. And little did he know what he was promoted in 1921 would become such a reality as what we saw in 2007, when the first time we had 2 coaches playing for the Super Bowl. It's almost like the beginning of, you know, I guess, as they call it, you know, the times of yesterday when people sat around and listened to the radio for the best program, and even people who were not interested in football came to watch that game or watched that on the television. You were there, obviously, and you were able to witness that. What was the euphoric that you felt seeing that happen since you've been involved in this so long, pushing diversity throughout the league?
Well, I shared with the many of black and white Americans who have always believed that if given the opportunity, African Americans can achieve anything, and that is proven in everything that we've been in, sports, entertainment, science, with Booker T. Washington and George Washington Carver, and in business and everything else. Whenever we have been given as African Americans the opportunity, we've excelled. And all of this came to complete fruition when, for the first time in the Super Bowl, not only did we have 1 black head coach, but on the other side of the field was the other black head coach going against each other for the first time in the history of the Super Bowl. But more than that, there's a picture of Lovie Smith of Chicago Bears and Tony Dungy of Indianapolis Colts standing with the Lombardi Trophy. And out of the significance of that is, not only were they the first black head coaches to coach in the Super Bowl, but for the first time in the history of the Super Bowl, 42 years, they had never been able to get the opposing coaches on that Friday afternoon when they have the final press conference to stand together and take that picture and with the Lombardi Trophy. And therefore, that picture is historic forever. And I was talking to Tony Dungy the other day, and I was telling him how my heart was just bubbling over for the fact that what we had always believed, when I came into this league in 1959, there was not 1 black coach anywhere. There was not 1 single black in the front office. And now, as you look out across there, you see black coaches, black front office people heading up the NFL on the various teams. But in addition to that, look out on the field, and what do you see? The people that officiate, the game day officials, there's a large number. Up to a few years ago, talking about the Rooney Rule again, there were only maybe 6 or 7 black game day officials. Today there are 20. In addition to that, and let me give you, you know, you hear people say all the time, the referee. There isn't but 1 referee on that field, and he's the guy that's wearing the white hat. That's the referee. The other guys are the side judge, the line judge, the back judge, the umpire. There's only 1 referee few years ago, we had no black referees. Today, we have three. All of this is a part of what we're doing as we move into a new era of we're blessed that we have a commissioner that is committed to this. We have a man heading up the diversity by the name of Dan Rooney, and that's why the Rooney Rule, why it's called the Rooney Rule, because when all of us, 3 years ago, all of us thought that Russ Grimm or Ken Whisenhunt was going to get the head job at the Pittsburgh Steelers, he took it upon himself to continue to look, and he stumbled up on a young man named Mike Tomlin.
Yes.
Who we had on our list.
Yes. The youngest, actually the youngest coach and win a Super Bowl, right?
Right. The youngest coach to win a Super Bowl, Mike Tomlin. And, of course, he had a lot of injuries, and particularly with his key guy, Palomalo, this year, and they didn't get – they made a heck of a run for it right there in Miami, trying to get back in it, but they're not going to be in the playoffs this year.
Well, the thing is that one of the things that's beautiful about it is to have that diversity, and you can't win all the time.
Oh, no, you're not going to win all the time.
Says that you're capable of winning and you will be back. But that diversity means, obviously, you're not asking them to replace every single coach, or you're not asking them to win every single game. You ask them to play the best, and obviously there are better people that are going to come up every single year. But the fact that he's the youngest to actually win a Super Bowl, that will always go down in history unless someone comes younger than him. But that's going to be a hard record, because when he was appointed as a coach, that was something that, again, you know, looking at the respect I have for the Rooney family, you know, the Rooneys, they're just a cut above, because they have a vision. And they know football
right.
And anybody else knows.
Yeah.
They know talent. And apparently they were right on that one. And I applaud them for that. But, you know, the road, obviously, to the Super Bowl is sometimes not paved in gold. There's a lot of rocks. And he was very, very lucky, obviously, the first time out there to get that. But I think what's important is that when people are aspiring to just be in the NFL or to be a head coach for the NCAA. And I will say that I've attended a couple classics, and I realized that the coaching staff is now becoming quite diversified and historical black colleges now. So that's good, because diversity brings new talent and it brings different things in. So as we begin to see minorities moving into the NFL, we're starting to see a diversity kind of going around here. But as far as what we're seeing, how do you grade the NFL now in terms of its progress right now? I mean, A being obviously the best, and B being A plus being the excellence, but B being good, and of course C being progress. What would you say? I mean, do you give it a grade, or do you just sort of like every year just hope for a better and better and better situation?
No, we're right on top of that, and I would give the NFL an A, and I'm not really one of these people that believe an A is perfect, because nothing is perfect.
Right.
Nobody is perfect. So I would say if we were grading it on a scale of a 1 to 10, a 1 to 9, I never go a 10, because, as I said, nothing is perfect. I would have to give it an 8.
Okay. Well, we're going to come back and conclude our show in just a minute. So we'll hear the last word from John Wooten. And this is Ida Moye. You're listening to the Sports Maverick Show. And we're talking about diversity in sports, specifically the NFL. We'll come back with some last words in just a minute. It's Ida Moye you're listening to on the Sports Maverick Show.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports. In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moyer, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
We some hard hitters.
Hard-hitting radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard-hitting radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
Tune into the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Hey, football fans, are you ready for an intelligent discussion about the Buffalo Bills and the National Football League? Are you tired of listening to talk show hosts that have never played football? Instead of answering your questions, they prefer to listen to themselves. And when they don't like what you're saying, they just cut you off. Well, that won't happen on the Jeff Nixon Sports Report. Keep it clean, stay relatively calm and rational, and the discussion will flow well. Join Jeff Nixon Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
School to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyer. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Hi there, it's Ida Moyer again. I'm here with my special guest, John Wooten, and we're talking about diversity in the NFL and giving the NFL an A grade. Obviously, on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe an 8, still got a lot of room because still no one is excellent at this point in time. But as we watch the coaching carousel right now, we know at the end of the season we see a lot of changes. And for Carol out there to send me that wonderful email, I just want to let you know that it's a free country. If coaches get an opportunity, they should go. We know Del Rio is staying at the Jags, even though there was reports he was going to go to USC. Carol, of course, is fired up to rebuild the Seahawks. We know that Zimmer decided to remain with the Bengals as defensive coordinator. Carr's Boken is optimistic he'll be playing next week. We are hearing that Crano has spoken to the Giants and may be focusing on a Chiefs job. Shanahan is busy at the Redskins putting his coaching staff together, and it looks like to me we'll see some new structure taking place at the Browns, and of course you have it there. Now, another email that came in was asking a question about, and it's from a youth that's called, that college student is writing me from Canada, and they're asking, and I have this question for you, John, is that what is the route to becoming a coach? And like you said on a break, there's no school for coaching, but there is ways that you have to integrate yourself in. Obviously, there's mentorship. So talk a little bit about that, John.
Yeah. If first of all, whether you play or not is irrelevant, really. Some of our best coaches were very mediocre football players. So, and I'm only talking football. So what if I were interested in being a coach at any level, the first thing I would do would be to go to the college and go get with the head coach and tell him that I want to be work as a, quote, grad assistant, and that's just the term. And there you have a chance to learn the coaching. You're sitting in on the meetings. You're grading films. You're out watching practice. You're participating in practice. And then you decide whether you want to be an offensive line coach or a defensive line coach based on what position you think you can best coach. Learn the techniques of teaching. Learn what it takes to be able to. I look at coaching in this three aspects: the ability to teach, the ability to develop, and the ability to motivate. Those are the ingredients to me, as I think, that makes a successful coach, depending on what the product that he gets from those three things as it relates to players. But you can learn this game. You don't have to play this game at a high level to learn it. It's something that you can take the tapes, the film, and listen to the study groups, and they're all over everywhere as to how you go about teaching. So every particular position has what we call the characteristics of that position. In other words, your wide receiver, first thing you should be able to do is catch the football at a high level of consistency. If you're running back, primarily, you look for the fact of guys that can make people miss, the quickness, the how fast he is, and so forth, or if he's going to be a power back. So these are things that you can learn and simply by studying and read their 20,000 books that can help you to be a great, successful coach. You look at all the great coaches down the line. Most of them were not exceptionally good football players. They simply, you know, Jimmy Johnson, right in your town there, Don Shula, they weren't outstanding football players, but they know the techniques of teaching. Bill Parcells, the whole bunch, you know, there's Sperano, and I'm only talking because you're there in the Miami, Florida area, or Raheem, all those guys, you know. Jack Del Rio was a good football player. Okay, so he's the exception. But what I'm saying is you can learn this game simply by studying it and going to where they're teaching it and where they're talking about it. You're not going to get it by osmosis now, but you can learn it. And that's if I were interested in being a coach, I would go to a school where they would let me come and study and be a part of their program as a graduate. Okay?
That would be a great way of doing that. So there is no X and O school, is what you're saying, and that a lot of this really comes by you actually being mentored by existing coaches who let you actually come and be a graduate student, to actually be a graduate assistant to them, to actually watch and see what they're doing and see how they put their playbooks together and their strategies together and study various different positions and the changing formations and things of that nature. So it really does take a lot of behind-the-scenes work. So you got to be, number one, dedicated. Number two is you got to have a vision. And number three is you got to obviously be able to discern all of this information. And so, therefore, it comes with probably some long hours of studying and dedication in order to be able to do that. And you pointed out a very important thing, that a lot of these coaches play okay football. But mm-hmm. when they probably recognized that they weren't going to be going to the next level, they probably said, let me do something else. So to a lot of the moms out there and the dads out there listening, you know, if you got a child that's not a star, is not an elite football, that probably is not even playing and may even be on the bench, think about there's other careers in the NFL. And there's other careers in college. and that this is a great way to actually open up your sphere of influence and begin to get to know the coach on a more intimate basis in terms of what they're doing behind the scenes. And watch the greatness. You know, I heard someone say to me they wish that they could have studied Coach Strong before he left and went to Louisville, because he was probably one of the best defensive coaches in college football for so long, and probably one of the best kept secrets in college football. So they're hoping there's going to be some outstanding things that are come out of that. Now, I just want to send a shout out to Miami, because John, Miami has turned that program around. Shannon coming in as coach has really, really changed that. And I got to believe that the diversity really has improved that.
Well, you know, of course, we were fortunate when we were here with the Dallas Cowboys. We drafted Randy Shannon here with Jimmy and all of us. And we know how bright he is. And he's going to be one of those that we're going to be honoring. We're going to honor six college coaches at the Johnny Cochran Salute to Excellence, and Shannon is going to be one of those that we're going to salute because of his outstanding work this year there at the University of Miami, and the fact that they were in the Champs Sports Bowl. So consequently, he's going to be one of those six college coaches that we honor here on February 4th there at the Marriott Fort Lauderdale North.
Yes.
Okay, on Thursday, February 4th. The jury is certainly invited to
that. That's going to be 5 to 7?
Yes.
From 5 mm-hmm. to 7, folks. That is at the Marriott North, Fort Lauderdale, on February the 4th. That's going to be the event, and I have that information on my Facebook, and make sure you take a look at that, and also on our website. We'll be posting that information and make sure. Now, who can attend that event? I'm planning to attend that, and I've got several people, mothers of NFL players as well as college players that are going to attend with me. But who else could attend that event?
Well, we're going to honor 12 of your high school athletes, student athletes from around the city, in which we let the athletic director of Fort Lauderdale Public Schools pick those guys for us, and they and their parents will be there. And of course, we'll also honor six people from the NFL, and that's Jim Caldwell, Marvin Lewis, Ozzie Newsome, Kevin Warren from the Minnesota Vikings. Ozzie Newsome, of course, is from the Baltimore Ravens. Rod Graves from the Arizona Cardinals, and Reggie McKenzie from Green Bay. All of this is based on the fact that their particular team.
So, folks, all that information, I have it posted on my Facebook. You'll see who's going to be honored, high school players. There's also going to be NFL players as well as people from
NFL players.
College level. Again, folks, we're going to sign off now because we're coming to the close of our broadcast. I want to thank John Wooden for being with us, and also Thad Bullard earlier with us talking about the Snoop Bowl 7. And I also want to let you know that John Wooden is our Sports Maverick of the Year. And again, thank you so much, John. And we're going to honor you ourselves with our Sports Maverick Award. So we'll see you on the 4th, February the 4th, in Fort Lauderdale for the actual 7th Johnny Cochran Excellence Award. And again, thank you again, John. We'll see you then. Have a good night. Thank you, John.
Thank you for joining Ida Moye and the Sports Maverick Show. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation. If you have a question or a story you'd like to share with Ida, you can email her at sportsmavericks@yahoo.com. sportsmavericks@yahoo.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.